Okay, good evening, everyone. Next week, Be'ez Hashem, on Tuesday, on the first day of Pesach, we are going to stop saying Mashiv Aruach Umarid HaGeshem, or HaGoshem, however you pronounce it, Mashiv Aruach Umarid HaGeshem in Shemona Esrei, and we are going to switch, and we are going to be in the time when we say Moed HaTal. So that is during the first day of Pesach, during the Tefillah of Musaf. Now, this depends on the announcement of the Gabbai or the Chazan publicly in Shul. Every Shul has a Gabbai or the Chazan, different customs, that they make an announcement that there is the switch over from saying Mashiv Aruach Moed HaGoshem to switch over to Moed HaTal. So now the thing is like this. By Nusach Sfard, those of us who daven Nusach Sfard, or for everybody in Eretz Yisrael, but for in America, for outside of Eretz Yisrael, for those who daven Nusach Sfard, then instead of saying Mashiv Aruach Moed HaGeshem, they say the words Moed HaTal. And that means that they don't just simply leave out Mashiv Aruach Moed HaGeshem, but they say the words Moed HaTal, and the Gabbai announces before Musaf, on the first day of Pesach, he announces the words, he bangs on the bima, and he says, Moed HaTal. And then, at that point, by Musaf already, the entire shul says the words, Moed HaTal, in the beginning of Shemona Esrei, during the bracha of Atah Gibor. Whereas the Ashkenaz, those of us who daven Ashkenaz, they do not say the words, Moed HaTal. Rather, they simply leave out the words, Mashiv Ruach, or Moed HaGoshem. Since they just simply leave out those words, so they can't announce anything, there's nothing to announce, and the Mishtabura says it's not nice to announce, to say, oh, stop saying Mashiv Aruach, because it seems like you don't want the rain. So therefore the Ramah says that the Chazan simply skips, by Chazaras HaShatz, the Tefillah, he skips saying Mashiv Aruach Moed HaGeshem. Nowadays we have a whole Tefillah's Tal, but then it ends up that for those of us who daven Ashkenaz, very important, during Musaf on the first day of Pesach, you still say Mashiv Aruach Moed HaGeshem. Starting from Mincha, then you leave that out and you do not say anything. You don't say Mashiv Aruach Moed HaGeshem or Moed HaTal, either one. If a person did say Mashiv Aruach Moed HaGeshem when they were not supposed to, then they need to repeat the Shemona Esrei. If they know for a fact that they said Mashiv Aruach Moed HaGeshem, they need to repeat the Shemona Esrei. But a person can catch themselves, which means the following. Mashiv Aruach is in the bracha of Atah Gibor. If before a person said Hashem's name, towards the end, you continue, Mechak L'chaim Mechesen, Mechaim Mesim, Rachamim Rabim. If a person did not say Hashem's name yet, at the end of Baruch Atah Hashem Mechaim Mesim, they did not say Hashem's name, then they go back to the beginning of Atah Gibor. They do not need to go back to the entire Shemona Esrei, but they could start from Atah Gibor, and then they skip Moed HaTal, or they aspire, then you say the words Moed HaTal, but a person can go back to Atah Gibor. If a person said already Hashem's name, then what they do is the following. They said, Mechak L'chaim Mechesem, Mechaim Mesem, Rachim Ram, V'neman Atah L'achi Yis Mesem, Baruch Atah Hashem, and then they realize, oi, I said Mashiv Aruach Moed HaGeshem. So what they do is they say the words, Lamdeini Chukecha. That's a phrase that some of you may be familiar with. That's really a pasuk in Tehillim. Baruch Atah Hashem Lamdeini Chukecha is a pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Kuf Yates. Now really that has no place being in Shemona Esrei, but since after all it is a pasuk, so if a person said Hashem's name, they're able to end off Lamdeini Chukecha. At least it makes sense because that's a pasuk in Tehillim. And then they are able to return to Atah Gibor. You can see if you didn't say Hashem's name yet, simply you go back to the words Atah Gibor. If you did say Hashem's name, then you say Lamdeini Chukecha, and then you go back to Atah Gibor. Once a person already said Baruch Atah Hashem Mechaye HaMesim, then they need to go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei. All the way to the beginning, they have no choice. They can't go back to Atah Gibor because they already finished that bracha, so they need to go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei. If a person is in doubt, let's say a person is not sure if they said Mashiv Aruach Moed HaGeshem or Moed HaTal. Perhaps they were spacing out and they don't know which one they said. So the halacha is, a halacha that I'm sure some of you are familiar with, that after 30 days, we can assume that you did the right thing and you said what you are used to. However, within the first 30 days, then if a person is not sure, then they have to assume that they said what they are used to, which is the wrong way. Now, a lot of people get confused and they think, oh, within 30 days, you don't have to repeat. That's only if you're not sure which one you said. If you know for a fact you said the wrong one, then you need to go back. But within the first 30 days, then we assume that you said the old way. After 30 days, we assume that you are accustomed to it. And for women, this basically plays out, even though they don't necessarily daven 90 times within 30 days, but the idea of 30 days makes them used to it, even if they daven only once in a while, if they're an ones, if they can't daven every time, every day. But that is the halacha. Either way, within the first 30 days, we assume that you said the old way and you have to go back. If it's after 30 days, then a person assumes that they did what they're used to, which is the correct way. There is an idea that people can do, and that is to get used to it and make it even before 30 days, if they have a doubt, is they say the phrase, Ata gibra la'alam Hashem echayim me'isamata rav lo hishia, ma'ashiv ruach amar hageshem, if that's what they want to say in the times of Sukkot, or ma'ashiv ruach amar hageshem, and you say ma'ir atal, if you're svarad, or you just skip those words and continue mechal kol chayim, meaning you say it many, many times in the middle of nowhere while you're driving in the car, while you're walking in the street. If you say it 90 times, then that makes it that you're used to that way. And if you say it, that expression 90 times, of course you don't say Hashem's name, you just say that expression 90 times, then from that point on, if you have a doubt which one you said, we could assume you said the correct way because you're already accustomed to that because you had it 90 times. This idea of saying Merida Tal means the dew, which falls from the sky every morning. The Gemara in Tainis, Dav Zayin, Amar Aleph, tells us a very interesting line. It tells us that, based on the Pasuk in Hazinu, Yarev Kamotar Likhi, Tizal Katal Imrasi. And the Gemara says a drasha that if a person finds a Talmud Chacham that is proper and perfect like Tal, like the dew, then you should go and connect yourself to such a Talmud Chacham. But if the person is not hagun, he's not good, and it's like a rainstorm that's just like too heavy and it's not good, so then a person should stay away, even if the person knows a lot of Torah. But if they're not a proper person, if they're not a well-rounded individual as far as midos and as far as being a talmid chacham in general, then a person should not connect themselves to. But those that are big talmid chachamim and they have the midos and they are complete, then a person should connect themselves to such a Talmud Chacham. And that's a very important lesson, that we need to be connected to our Gedolim and to our Paiskim and to our Rabbanim. And I once heard a very nice idea that, how could you tell if somebody is really a Gadol, is really considered someone Chashev? If you spend more and more time with the person and you just get more and more impressed with the person, then that's a good sign. But if as you spend more and more time with somebody, you get less and less impressed, meaning you find out more things that about them, and you spend more time, personal time with them, and then you get less impressed, then that shows that he is not someone that we need to attach ourselves to. And for any single girls listening, this is very important. When you look into a boy for a shidduch, it's very important that he has a Rebbe, a Rosh Hashiva, or some type of Rav that he's able to go to for guidance, not only for guidance in halacha, but just for advice and being connected to a gadol. But even for women that are already married, it's important that the family and for the husbands to be connected to a Talmud Chacham or some type of Rav. And it's so, so, so important to realize this, especially in front of the children. A person sometimes, you know, the Gedolim come out with many things that they need to say, whether it's in Halacha or other areas, and so many times, or a Rav and Shul, and people make comments, and which anyways is not correct, but for sure in front of the children, chas v'shalom, to put down a Rav or one of the Gedolim or the Paiskim that we rely on and say, oh, you know, we don't pass them like that, or give some type of line that in front of the children see everything, and it gives over a lax, you know, something that to show that, you know, it's not so important what our Gedolim say, and we don't have to necessarily listen to everything that they say. We have to give over to our children, and for sure for ourselves, to know that the words that our Gedolim say and our Paiskim say, that's what we live by. And those of you who know my style of giving shir, I have the schus of giving shirim in halacha here in Passaic and in Brooklyn and in numerous places, I always try to say as much as I can. I don't just simply say this is permitted or this is not permitted. I always try to say who is the one that said it. Whether it was the Mishnah Berurah, which of course is the Chafetz Chaim, the Chazon Ish, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rabbi Yashiv. I keep on saying those names in my shiurim that I give. Sometimes the names are not as famous, so then I just say the Paiskim say, but if it's a famous name and names that people recognize, so I try to give over that idea that we live by their words. And the reason why something is permitted is because the Mishnah Berurah says it's permitted. And the reason why something is forbidden is not just simply out of the hat. It's because the Mishnah Berurah says it's not permitted. Or any other Paiskim, or even Paiskim or Rabbanim from nowadays. It's always important to know that what they say, we have to follow. And sometimes there's a machlokas amongst them, whether it's in halacha or whether it's in hashkafa, and a person has a right to go with their Rosh Hashiva and their Rav and their Rabbanim, but never, ever, ever, chas v'shalom, to put down any of the gedolim. These are people that we nurture from, and we have to realize that every step of the way that we do, we have to rely on our gedolim. And like I said, especially in front of the children, that's why we have gedolim pictures hanging up in the wall. By most goyim, it's probably unheard of to hang pictures up on the wall of people that you're not related to. I mean, yeah, family pictures on the wall, but the answer is for yidden, we have gedolim pictures in our houses. Why? Because they are our heroes. We have to follow them, and we have to realize that that's who we follow, and that's what the Gemara in Tainus is telling us, that they're like the dew. The dew is always considered good, and we have to always follow whatever they tell us. Okay, everyone should have a good night.